Some ferry sailings between Vancouver Island and the BC mainland were cancelled Tuesday morning as another winter storm swept down on southern Vancouver Island. The 8 a.m. sailing from Tsawwa'en and the 10 a.m. sailing from Swartz Bay aboard the Queen of New Westminster were cancelled. Other sailings, including the 12 p.m. from Tsawwa'en and the 2 p.m. from Swartz Bay, are at risk of cancellation if conditions do not improve. Sailings on several other routes, including Nanaimo Harbour to Descanso Bay, and Horseshoe Bay to Langdale, were delayed due to tidal conditions. Environment Canada has issued a wind warning for Greater Victoria and the Southern Gulf Islands. As a Pacific frontal system approaches the south coast, southeast winds of 70 km an hour gusting to 90 km per hour will develop over the areas adjacent to Haro Strait on Tuesday morning. The winds are expected to ease in the afternoon. In the wake of the system, strong westerly winds of 70 km per hour gusting to 90 near Juan de Fuca Strait are anticipated Tuesday night. Loose objects may be tossed by the wind and cause injury or damage. High winds may result in power outages and fallen tree branches, warns the Weather Service. A special weather statement on the risk of coastal flooding in low-lying areas is in place for East Vancouver Island, Duncan to Campbell River, and the Southern Gulf Islands. Environment Canada is forecasting southeast winds of 70 gusting to 90 km per hour for areas adjacent to Haro Strait in the morning, shifting to westerly winds over Greater Victoria tonight. A king tide or very high tide is forecast to accompany the wind Tuesday morning. Environment Canada is warning of swells and enhanced waves along the Strait of Georgia that could lead to flooding, debris washing ashore and damage to infrastructure. There is a high confidence of coastal flooding near the Strait of Georgia near high tide Tuesday morning, Environment Canada said. The municipality of North Cowichan reports that overnight rain and Tuesday morning's king tide event did not impact water levels on the Chemainus River, and roads in the area have now reopened to motorists. An evacuation alert remains in place for select properties, and will be reviewed later in the afternoon, it says. A reminder to never drive through floodwaters, even if signage is not in place. Sign up for CowichanAlert.ca to learn about road closures, significant weather events, and evacuation alerts. L. Dixon at TimesColonist.com.